I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And when that gets good to me, yeah. I'm putting all my weight behind it. When that neck gets good to me,
I'm like, I'm like, I'm concave in both sides. I'm like,
well, just banana in it.
Guys, girls, we're back again. And you know how we do.
For the very fourth time.
For the very fourth time. And we just go straight into the IG question. And the question this week was, James, what was the moment you said, God, why me?
Ooh!
Before I start, guys, can you think of any God, why me moments? And I'll run it back and ask you after I read off my list.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right.
Say less. Cool. God, why me? Splitting my jeans on a first date. And a guy calling it a free pass. God, why me?
What?
Yeah.
A free pass? Give me that.
A free pass. God, why me? I'm gonna say God, why me after every single one.
All right, say less.
When a thong fell out of my bag in front of the whole class. God, why
me? Facts, bro.
That's, you said that happened to you in, not you, but some girl
bro,
in your school.
It's so funny you said that. I had the other night, two of my boys from school came over to mine randomly.
Okay.
Haven't seen them in a couple of years.
Okay.
Came over to school and we were just talking about reminiscing school. Yeah, and we spoke about that exact story.
Mad.
Girl left them overnight. Bro, left her bag in class.
Yeah.
The black things in the class drapes open her bag, said, whose is this? Draws for her book, saw her name on it. Draws the panties, put it on a pin board.
Oh.
And we're running down the thing like, daddy panty. Bro, they were savages.
Wow.
She cried, bro.
I bet she
And she
did.
Was a year older than us.
No.
She cried, bro.
Wow. Savage.
It was savage. Dirty panty.
It sounds like, come on, lady. Yeah, come on, ladies.
Dirty panty.
Why did you annotate it like that? I must have feel.
£1 bish. Yeah. £1 bish.
Those jokes might hit his own reverb.
Very, very good.
Very, very nice.
£1 bish. £6 for £5, £5 each. Or £1 each. £6 for £5, £1 each.
Wow.
What a tune, bro.
When he blessed me with another cheating boyfriend. God, why me?
Jesus.
When the ugly friend approached me and I had to take one for the team. God, why me? We've all been there. I don't think I've actually taken one for the team, but I've entertained. So man's been secure.
These men were grilling me about this in the Zoom chat the other day. You weren't even there. About the thing that I tried to entertain and couldn't take it anymore.
Oh.
Told him to get his trousers, get your jeans on and get out.
I can't take this anymore. And you flopped Rem's game for him.
Yeah, I have to, bro. I literal put my hand in front of her tum. And said, stop.
Yeah.
We need to leave.
Blocked. Blocked me like, yeah, crazy.
I would never forgive myself for it. But also, if that happened tomorrow, I'll do it again. So all I can say is sorry, innit?
Yeah, don't put me in that position.
Yeah.
Mad. Licked his balls during sex and woke up with pink eye the next day. God, why me?
Jesus.
This one resonates. Everyone. My phone fell down the side of the bed and I couldn't reach it.
Bro,
then once you have to get out of bed,
that stresses me out. The worst one that happens to me is in the car. It will slip out of my pocket or something in the car,
and then
just
back.
Like, yeah, fam. I'll be swerving.
Yeah.
I'll be swerving to get him.
Yeah. The teacher used my answer as an example of what never to say. God, why? What never to say?
That's humiliating, bro.
Broke up with me and asked for girl advice in the same phone call. Wow.
That's she
savage.
Consoled him.
Yeah.
She took the dump and then consoled him for half an hour and said, while we're here.
Girl advice.
Yeah, where did I go wrong with you and where did I go right?
Right, yeah. Wow. When my stalker gave me chocolate in front of my friend, she didn't want any parts of it.
Oh, wow.
I laughed at something, mouth wide open, and a seagull in my mouth.
That's impossible.
It probably isn't.
That's impossible, impossible, yeah. Bro.
Bro. I think I would burn my throat.
Yeah, if facts, bro.
I'll set if it a went, lighter to bro, my throat.
If it went in my mouth, because I know them things land hot as well.
Oh, fam, wet.
You, man, if I was talking to you and I laughed and a thing went in my mouth, I'll be staring at you, mouth wide open, just shaking.
Just dripping.
Yeah, fam, it'll be like foaming out my mouth.
You wouldn't want to close
fam,
your mouth.
I promise you, the thing is, what's mad is that you would laugh and my initial reaction would be to rock your jaw off. You don't understand the anger I would feel. I'll go berserk for your head. Wow, I'll go berserk, bro. That's my worst fear.
I know.
Anyone who laughs is getting bombed.
Bombed with your mouth open because you're not closing your mouth. Open.
So if I catch one back, my jaw will rotate to the top of my head.
Oh, you're chewing. Yuck. Yuck. I woke up to my ex standing over me after we broke up. Standing over me after we broke up.
That's wow. Scary
that
stuff.
That is scary. Woke up to my date sucking my toes.
That's again, scary, but it depends like, what you're feeling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a bit.
Because if I woke up to my date sucking something, yeah,
hey, I might raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, I might raise both. I'd raise.
When I was cleaning my mum's room and I found her two-sided dildo.
I've never cleaned my mum's room in my life. Have you?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Chores.
Back in the day, my chores were hoover the yard and like tidy. My sister's chores was laundry and dishes.
Yeah. Mine, those were exactly the same as mine. Mm. But my mum's room, she just never asked us to do it. This is probably why. This is probably why. There's probably demons in there, bro.
Fair play. Fair play. He asked me to be his girl at the end of the third date when I was going to call it off. Tough. Tough. Oh, I called her and she answered while she was getting banged. Then tried to call me back all out of breath.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
Yeah. That.
All out of breath.
It's like, hello?
Mm?
Yeah, hello. Sorry, I couldn't answer before. I was busy, but yeah, I'm back now. What's up? Just panting. Nah, bro. Why are you out of breath?
It's muddy because all she'd hear from me is breathing back.
Fast.
That's all she'd hear from me.
She knows I'm livid. Yeah. I'm trying to suss what I'm gonna do and what I can get away with.
Yeah. I answered it accidentally, just getting banged. And then don't you dare call me back. You know what I heard.
Yeah, out of breath, bro.
Because you know you've never made her out of breath.
Yeah.
That's the worst bit.
That's the insecurities playing involved.
She calls her mum straight after we bang.
Yeah. Oh my days.
Composed. Composed.
Nah.
All out of breath.
Yo.
That's because she was doing that squat one.
Yeah. Them knees rotating.
Wow.
My client's apartment was covered in blood. I'm a mental health support worker. He wasn't injured. That took a toll.
He wasn't injured.
He wasn't injured.
Fam, imagine sitting in there just seeing
walking
blood.
In.
And you're just unscathed. Yeah, nah.
God, why me?
Yeah.
Me?
Running straight out.
When he was on top of me during 69, this guy put his arsehole on my face.
Why'd you let him on top?
Facts.
Why'd you let him on top?
Facts.
That's aggressive also. A reverse 69? Yes. A 96? A 96 is aggressive,
that
bro.
Is. I'm heavy. I'm top heavy,
fam,
right?
I'm top heavy. And when that gets good to me, I'm putting all my weight behind it. When that neck gets good to me,
I'm concave in both sides.
I'm just banana in it. You know how he was cuss girls for moaning during 69? You'll see me moaning, bro. You have to come up.
Come up for air.
See me come up.
Stop.
No, bro. Oh my God.
Come up for air. That's jokes. When it's getting good to be on a You're force it is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's my so funny, bro.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. When the DJ cuts the beat mid-song to let the crowd sing, and I find myself screaming the wrong lyrics.
Fam, there's been a couple times I've been in someone's car, like yours or someone else's, and I'm just vibing the lyrics under my breath.
Yeah.
And I catch myself saying...
The lyrics you know.
Fam, the lyrics I know, I catch myself saying the wrong thing.
Yes.
And I feel like I just farted and I'm waiting for you to consult me about it. Or to do something, confront me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for you to confront me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I just did a semi-silent fart. I heard it pop a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for you to be like, what did you do?
Yeah.
Or what was that?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I'm waiting, bro. I hate when that happens, especially when it's just a bait song.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing,
bro. It is embarrassing. When the lady at the checkout closed the till after her helping the person in front of me.
No.
That's a cause for fight.
110%.
Never again. When I found him cheating again and I cried in his arms. She had no
strength. That's not a God why me. Yeah. That's you're forcing yourself.
Yeah, she had no strength though.
She fell into Wow.
She had no strength.
That's peak. Bro, cheating will strip you.
Yeah, it will bury you.
Same thing when my boys was coming over the other day. Mm. I forgot when I was a youth, I got cheated on.
Oh.
By my, I've told this story in here before.
I don't.
By my 18-year-old girlfriend.
Yes.
Cheating on me.
Yeah.
At her uni.
Yeah.
Boyfriend number two.
Yeah.
Fam. Yeah. It took everything from me. I don't even know why I cared that much, but it just took everything from me. Punched my car, bro. I punched my car and had to catch myself from falling to my knees.
I remember.
I had to catch myself on the bonnet, bro.
I remember, because I was blind to the fact that I was getting cheated on.
Oh, of course.
And I remember you made it painfully obvious. It was a time when she had the love bite, and I was playing hoo-hoo-ha-ha about the whole thing.
I remember.
And she wore a turtleneck.
Fam? I remember.
When I saw it and clocked it and explained it to you, man, I was like, oh.
Fam, when you said it out loud?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are we doing, bro?
What are we actually doing?
What did she say it was again?
I don't know.
She said it was something else.
I don't remember, bro. I just didn't want to hear it, James. I just didn't want to hear it. I was a broken man. I couldn't believe it. I was giving her my all.
Oh, I know, fam. I remember that same week you were talking about buying her a bag for like a grand.
Did I? Or was I?
Yes, you did. For Christmas.
Really?
And I remember we were on the phone and I said, what did you say? Because you was like, oh, the bag's like £1,100. And we didn't have £1,100.
Are we sure we're talking about the same chick?
Yes, bro.
Okay. I don't remember this, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I was in a phase that I could have said anything to you. Do you know what I mean?
You were doing the most for her.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking loved her. And I'll never forgive her for that. You fucking loved her, bro. I would never forgive her for that. That's why Jay said it's on site, isn't it?
He said his hands if he sees her.
If he sees her, it's on site.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
She hurt you, bro. I will never, ever forgive her, bro. It's mad. It's actually mad, bro. Wow, my boy was broken.
Oh, bro, I was down in the dumps. I was literally on the floor. James.
Oh, I know you were.
I was on a pavement, not the floor. I was on a fucking pavement. Wow, on the streets of North.
Fam, of all places, Northampton, pavement. Vomiting and crying. Oh, nah, not
Jesus
my boy.
Jesus Christ, what
Jesus,
a time.
What a time indeed, bro.
All right, I've got a couple more. God, why me? A mosquito bit me on my lip the night before the first day of the new year at school.
Yes, wrapped, bro, on a herpes thing. It's wrapped.
Wrapped, bro.
That is 1,000,000% a God why me.
Yes, bro. You can't get away from that.
1,000,000% a God why me.
Last one. My family was betting I would wreck my car within a week. I ran into a pole on day 7. Damn.
I'm staying away until the week's passed.
Oh, facts. Facts. I'm not touching
the car. Yeah, and I'll say someone vandalized it.
I'm not touching the car. So God why me moments. Ellis?
First thing what came to mind was I was on a first date.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And but it was before the date. So I used to be on like acne medication.
Okay.
So like tablets and stuff.
Okay.
And
that was a thing.
dude.
I didn't want to say it. Dude, I just honestly, agreed.
Yeah, they're grim. They've got like these ones
Jesus.
Had like
acne medication. Continue, Ellis.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I didn't know that was a thing, bro.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Never heard of the tablets.
I'm asking my more questions, Carl. That's fair, fair.
And they have like, I think it's like fish oil in. Like they're grim, but apparently that helps with stuff.
Yeah.
And then literally took one of them on the morning. I was meeting her like 12 or something. I was like, cool, go shop. Went shop, was walking back, and I could feel something.
It repeated on you.
I could feel something like in my throat. And I was like, the fuck? This I just went like that. And it literally like powder of the tablet just like regurgitated. Oh. It didn't throw up though. It just went like
no
air.
No way.
Yeah, genuinely. So obviously it's like cod liver oil inside. So it was just like fish. Like honestly, it was
fishy
just like
powder.
Fish. Yeah, everywhere. And I was like, fuck's sake. So I think I like ran back, tried to like freshen up as best as I could.
Yeah.
Still went. And then for the whole day, because we went to like a restaurant and I was just like, felt sick the whole day. Like I couldn't eat. Yeah. So I literally just sat there just like, this is shit.
Wow.
Honestly, it was horrible.
And burped up cod liver oil. Wow.
You're lucky she didn't see that, bro.
Oh, no. She could never see that.
I'm glad it happened before.
Because if it happened on the day. Coming out.
I would think you're a fucking, I don't know, vampire.
You're a demon, bro.
Yeah, you're not from this earth.
But I never took him again after that.
Yeah.
I was done.
I bet.
Yeah,
I
just bet. Firm that acne.
I'd rather have spots.
All right, Rem. God, why me?
God, why me?
I already know Rems.
Yeah, you probably do. If you actually get this, I'll fucking cry. Back when I was a support worker.
Wow, that's way better than my one.
Yeah, Yuck. When I was a support worker back in the day, working with kids, autistic, bipolar, learning difficulties, autism. There was a kid there. And we used to work with them one-to-one. And yeah, obviously lunchtime, this one particular kid, we used to have to feed him. And so I was feeding him his yogurt. And in the process of me feeding him his yogurt, he either used to like hit it out of your hand, so you had to be careful of that. But what I forgot on with this particular client is that he likes to spit as well. So I accidentally caught a stray in my mouth one time from this kid who I was feeding the yogurt to. And that's probably the lowest point I've ever been in my entire life.
Wow,
and
bro.
That's when
I promise you, bro, I don't care about health and safety. I don't care about rules and regulations. I would retaliate.
Yeah, facts.
And it won't even be like me doing it. It will be innate. Do you know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
I would just, as soon as I feel it, bang.
Yeah, an outer body
thing. I'll walk in his jaw and I'll squeeze his mouth out and spit in it. I'll drink the yogurt and spit in his face, bro.
Fucking do that to me again.
Fucking do it, bro.
You better not tell any fucking nurses either.
Bro, you fucking nervous. And you squeeze it so tight because you can't do anything else.
I'm so angry, Rem.
Yeah, family, I was fuming.
You're a real man, bro. Yeah. I've said it a million times. You're a real man.
I would quit that day, bro.
Oh, 100%.
Continue the shift and just
I'll drop my badge that day, bro.
Yeah, facts.
That real. Second I'll drop my badge and walk
it's
out.
Peak. It's
fuck
peak,
that.
Man.
Wow. All
right, Eugene.
Wait, what did you have though for me in mind before I even said that?
Yeah, I didn't even know what yours could have been, but when you said that, I was like, I know what it is.
Your Ting Javan. The
God.
When
Javan.
When Big Booty Judy swapped the number.
That's a God, why me? Being given.
Back off.
Yeah, she did.
She was bad in it.
She was banging, bro.
Uni time, she spun you.
Yeah, she did.
I forgot about Javan.
Ditched
wow,
me.
She spun the both of you.
Yeah. Man, with chirps in each other.
Bro, Gal weren't doing that before,
you know? Yeah, she was. Yeah,
she was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, she was. She was actually ahead of the game.
Gal weren't doing that.
They weren't.
Wow.
Giving Brett next man's number.
Yeah.
So text me.
And we were actually texting.
You man
were about to
link.
Wow.
All right, Jimmy.
Each other.
Why me?
I couldn't think of one literally until you said the mosquito bite before the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, when I moved to North, obviously I didn't have a barber.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any connects to barbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so my mum one day just brought me to one barber. And my hair was long, bro. When I say I hadn't had my hair cut, we moved to North in like mid-March.
Yeah.
and they decided, or maybe beginning of March, mm-hmm. and basically the school were like, oh, he might as well stay off until end of April.
Yeah.
Until after Easter.
So last, you were joining at the end of the term.
Yeah, so I joined straight after Easter holidays.
Yeah.
So my hair was long, bro. Mm. And when I say long, I don't mean a little bit long.
Yeah.
I mean like an actual afro long.
Oh, swear.
Yeah. Like okay. long, like okay. afro comb, everything.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, fam. So she says to me, oh, woman at work suggested this barber in town, mm-hmm. cunting that she takes her son to. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go there. I was thinking, gang, bro, mm-hmm. gang. I'll take you there. So I had to start school mm-hmm. with a nappy head top. It was butters,
I can imagine.
But I firmed it and they didn't know me enough to be bullying me.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I firmed it. Yeah. I was thinking, wait till I get my haircut, bro.
You man don't even know.
You don't even know, bruv. So I went there, got the haircut, and first red flag, he didn't have a mirror in front of the chair. So I sat down, obviously I was year seven, I was nervous. I'm not telling him what I want.
Yeah.
My mum told him what I want, bro. Come out the thing, I thought he just patterned me.
Mm. No mirror.
No mirror, bro.
Scary hours.
Fam, I thought he patterned me. I was just grateful to get a haircut.
Yeah. You felt light, innit?
I felt light.
Yeah.
Bro, I must have left, got in the car. Man had given me a picture perfect mini afro. Picture perfect microphone, bro. Sprayed and glistening. This, a Bruno Mars thing. He'd literally give me a perfect one. I was like, no. My mom was like, no, it looks nice. Bro, I had to go to school the next day. Well, I remember one prayer called Perry. He couldn't keep his mouth shut. Fam, as soon as I walked in, I said, what did you ask for?
That would be the first and last straw.
Man. He was leaning up against the wall, crying, and man said, he wanted to ask for mini afro. I was like, no, fam. He was bending. And
what did you ask for?
He was grabbing my boys. Grabbing my boys, howling.
Look,
man asked for mini afro. Bro, my ting was shining, perfect. I was fucking livid. And I was like, mom, take me back, bro. Yeah. Mom's like, I'm not paying for another haircut.
Yeah.
Wait till it grows out. Yeah. It looks nice, bro. Worst 2 weeks of my fucking life. Worst 2 weeks of my life.
Random, have you ever had your hair braided?
No. No. Never in a million years.
The reason why I asked, because obviously you said you had afro before, so I don't know. I'm just asking.
No.
I'd probably say my God, why me moment is... when I actually said this what's it called? Pastor Meerkat. When I nearly got my phone robbed.
Oh, by Donny doing this.
Yeah, so I actually forgot about that story until, I can't remember what we spoke about that triggered that story to come into my head. I forgot that even happened. So I was in year nine, maybe. I was in London, I was on holiday from school in Nigeria. It was me, my boy, and two girls. We were going to one of the girls' houses, somewhere on road, and a guy on a bike, is an adult, bro, on a bike, just started circling.
Wait, you see, this is in Nigeria?
No, we were on holiday from Nigeria. Oh, so the school holidays.
Oh, but you're back in England. I was going to say, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it was in Nigeria.
All right, cool.
I wouldn't be on road like that. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. That's off ends for me. I wouldn't be on road like that.
So
a guy on his bike was like, oh, have any of you got the time? And I was like, nah, I didn't have a watch. Nah, no watch, sorry, my bro. He's like, nah, let me see your phone. I was like, oh, bro, don't do this, man. And it's one of those ones where you can't, obviously he's a grown man on a bike.
Yeah.
He's a grown ass man on a bike. That's trouble number one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Full beard and everything. I was thinking, Jesus Christ. I don't know what to say because I've never been in this situation.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my boy and he's looking at me and I'm looking at the girls. They're like 10 steps ahead and they're looking at me and I'm thinking, I ain't got a phone, my bro. He's like, don't let me ask you again. Let me see that phone. And that was the moment I was like, God,
why me?
Showed him the phone, 8210 Nokia. He kissed his teeth and handed it back to me. He didn't want it. He said, I don't want this shit.
It's not worth the hassle.
It's not worth the hassle.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, sprinted to the yard.
Oh, I bet.
Let's go.
Bet, bro.
Can't come back again. I never went back to that ends again. Fuck those. Probably like Cricklewood or something. Like Northwest. Something stupid like that. I never went back there again. I was a child.
Oh, bruv.
Yeah, man. Guys, answer in the comments. What is your most God, why men? Why men? Why me
fam?
Moment?
God, why men would yeah, get to all the responses. Yeah. It would get all responses.
That would run. God, yeah. Why men?
Women
as
asking
well?
God, why men?
Responses. But God, why me?
That would run.
Answer in the comments. Oh, what is God. Your most God, why me moment?
Okay, guys, welcome back to the show. We are very, very, very grateful to have you here with us today.
As
this is episode 281 of Shits and Gigs. And if you are a fan, if you're a super fan, if you would dare call yourself a cult baby, please act like it. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and please contribute a measly £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G and indoctrinate yourself into the culture, into the cult itself.
Facts.
On our Discord channel, meet and greet everyone in the community. Mm-hmm. Get first dibs on live shows, first dibs on merch, first dibs on literally everything, as well as jumping on a call with me and Fuhad as a group to discuss everything cult baby, okay? If you are watching us on YouTube, guys, please, I can't say it enough, please subscribe to the channel.
Facts.
Please actually do it. Please, it means the world to us.
Yeah, man.
And like the video, chirp the ting in the comment, man. We need the breeding grounds on and popping. And guys, if you listen to us, if you love the sweet caramel voices in your ear every Monday, listen clearly now, leave a 5-star review.
Facts.
That's all I'm asking, a 5-star review. You might not mean it, but just do it. Just do it, I'm tired of asking. And guys, without any further ado, I think we're gonna go into top five.
You are indeed gonna go top five.
I'm ready. Is Ellis gonna catch a break today?
It's tentative. Who knows?
No. Let's hope so.
The thing is, I actually didn't forget. I was actually searching for game-related quizzes.
Mm.
But I feel like, let me do a bit more research. So when we come back from LA, the next one we do will be game.
All right, cool.
All right.
So this sounds top good. Five is, it's not an actual top five, but we still call it top five. It is top five most commonly misspelled words.
Oh my.
You're banned, bro.
Why am I banned,
you're
bro?
You're banned.
What,
this
that's
is it.
That's so
a,
hard.
This is a rap.
It's not
going to
be
done.
That hard, bro.
You're
that,
done.
That is difficult.
Most you're commonly misspelled words.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like arachnophobia or some bullshit. Like, they're regular words, bro.
So it's done. Yeah, we're
it's
done.
Not, no, no, no. We're done here. Relax, bro. Relax. You never know.
I mean, I'm going to catch the dub, but I'm saying.
I say yeah. less. This is the attitude I like. I say but, less.
All right, cool.
You man are living from the jump, and then one of you are going to be screaming that you're the winner soon. So it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good. First word. So, as you know, I'm going to say the word. Each of you are going to try and spell it right on the board. And then after each round, you spell it out to be right or wrong. Simple.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Oh, what do you think it was?
So you're going to give us the words?
We're actually trying to spell these
oh,
words.
Oh, you thought...
Fam, that's what I'm saying. I thought we had the whole English language and you're like, which ones are the most misspelled?
No,
that's what
brother!
I thought.
To be fair, I didn't think that. But like, I still thought it was a kind of a long shot game, to be fair.
Fam, that's why I'm moaning, bro.
No, bro, I'm going to say words. You're going to spell it for me and
all
I'm going
right,
to say
yes.
right or wrong.
Say less then. Did you think what I thought?
Yeah, I thought literally, what are
you
the five?
Thought?
The whole English dictionary.
That's what I thought.
No.
How? First of all, I'm going off what you said. You said the top five most commonly misspelled words.
What did I say before that? I said it's not an actual top five, but I'm still going to say top five. And then I said top five most commonly misspelled words.
So what did you think it was? Because you said you didn't think it was what he said and you didn't think it was what I said.
No, I thought he was going to read some words off.
Oh, that were like unbelievably hard.
Yeah, and then we would then just
that's
have
why
to-
That's why I thought you were all
then,
kicking off.
I was moaning because you thought you were just going to get me to write words.
No,
bro,
what world are we living in?
Exactly, bro. That's why I'm moaning. That's one thing, why are we doing this? That's why I said you're banned, bro. This is boring now.
No, bro, no.
All right, cool.
No, you're invested now.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to get it wrong. And I'm livid about it.
All right, the first word is maneuver.
Ooh, maneuver.
Maneuver.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I couldn't even spell Australia, so.
Oh yeah, bro.
That's
yeah.
what it spurred off, wasn't it?
No, it actually wasn't. I've been thinking about this one for a minute, to be fair. All right, Rem, you give me yours first. Spell it out for me.
Maneuver, M-A-N-U-E-V-O-U-R-E. Maneuver.
Wrong. Ellis.
M-A-N-O-U-V-E-R.
Close, but wrong. Jimmy.
M-A-N-O-U-V-R-E.
Very close, but wrong.
Really? What is it?
So it's, what did you say, by the way? firstly, what did you say, by the way?
Don't point at me like that, fam. Put your finger down now. Never do that ever again, fam. Oh, these are nowhere I sit in the studio, fam. You don't need to point at me.
What did you say?
I said M-A-N-U-E.
Yeah.
And don't then I did that. I did a mad thing. I did a mad B-O-U-R-E.
Say less. So it's M-A-N-O-E. U-V-R-E.
All right, cool.
I was literally missing the E. That was it.
All right, cool.
No, you were missing more than one.
You were missing more than one. I was missing the E.
You were missing the E. You were missing two. I was deep in it. Cool. I was deep in it. For some, this one spun me as well, because I tend to get this wrong quite a bit. Broccoli.
Okay.
Ooh. I know which one will spin people.
Write what you want to write, B.
Ah, I know it's going to spin me again.
Broccoli. Man-made veg. Spell it.
Man-made veg? Is it man-made?
Yeah, it's artificial.
What?
Broccoli's artificial? What?
Broccoli's artificial. It's artificially made. You don't like plant broccoli seeds or whatever.
So how'd you make it?
I don't know, it's made in a lab or something.
What? No.
Is that real? Google it.
Let me
Google it. Broccoli is man-made.
Contrary to the claims of some skeptics, broccoli is not genetically modified or man-made vegetable. It's a naturally occurring plant that belongs to the same family as kale, cabbage, and cauliflower. I had to Google it, but I promise you now, I spelt it right before I Googled it. I ain't used my pen since. I spelt it right.
You're a cheat,
and now I've actually shown my board up. So broccoli's now, void. Broccoli's void.
Why is it void? Do we actually believe it?
I showed my answer to you two. That's why it's void.
I've already written it.
Yeah, I've already got mine.
How did you spell it?
So I bought B, fucking hell, I can't
show me the board, bro. Turn it around.
Show me the board.
I'm gonna kill you. Ellis, what is that?
What?
That's your signature. Spin it around immediately.
That's how I write, man. That's how I write. I write small.
This big.
I write small. That's how I write.
Turn it around.
What do you mean?
Turn it around, bro. Man, we're like this.
Turn that bitch round.
Can you read?
B R.
No.
O, that's a C,
U. There's a U in there. I can see a U in there.
C-C-O-U.
Pass it. Come around the cameras. Pass it. You are a conniving little bastard. That's what you are, Ellis. I've never seen anything like it. No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
You tried it. There is a U in there. You put B-R-O-C-C-O-U-L-I.
He said that.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I was thinking, why are you screaming at him like that? That's exactly what he said. He said.
I was still involved in that whole.
Yeah, you were. Oh, he said God. To you.
I definitely did not expect that, Ellis. That small ass writing.
That was hilarious.
Sweetened
me. That was tiny.
Sweetened me. Wow. Okay, so.
I saw a black smudge. Yeah.
Since everyone wrote an answer down, I will give James and Rem the point for broccoli. Next one, bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, hit me. Spell it.
B-E-U-R-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
Wrong. Rem.
B-E-A-U-R-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
Wrong. Ellis.
B-E-A-U-R-O-C, and then this way I fumbled, R-C-Y.
Wrong.
Yep.
What is it?
B-U. All of you said B-E.
B-E. Yeah.
So it's B-U-R-E-A-U. C-R-A-C-Y.
That's a stupid word.
Bureaucracy.
That's a silly, silly word. Next.
Next.
Liquify. All right, Rem, you go first.
When I lock in. L-I-C-Q-U-I-F-Y.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Ellis.
L-I-Q-U-I-D-F-Y.
You didn't hear the word. He can't have. You wouldn't have put a D in there.
Oh, I get it. Liquidify. Yeah.
That's how I spell it.
Liquidify.
I spell it liquidify, basically.
Okay, cool. That's not as bad as a fam. I'm not going to lie. We said D.
We all looked at each other. You were looking at your board. We all looked at each other.
Oh, my God.
I've just gone for L-I-Q-U-I-F-I.
Say it again.
L-I-Q-U-I-F-I.
Mm. Yeah, unfortunately, you were wrong. I'm gonna say it. It's L-I-Q-U. What did you say? You said C-K. C-Q.
I said C-Q, and that was my gamble. I've actually written L-I-Q, but it's gone.
L-I-Q-U-E-F-Y.
Liquefy.
Did you put an I at the end of it?
Yeah, because I knew it was gonna be risque. I just knew they were gonna try and fuck with us. I just didn't think it would be the E.
Fair. All right, so as it stands, James 1, Rem 1, Ellis 0.
Is it one more?
is one more.
Oh God, this is harsh, man.
Last one.
We can't spell.
But these are the toughest words.
Yeah, they are. They are like most in the dictionary. Words. So
let's give ourselves some credit.
He's literally saying we're basic bitches, commoners.
Okay, full honesty. Did you know how to spell these words when you wrote them down?
Liquify, I've never spelled in my life.
The other words as well that we've done.
Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy you weren't getting.
Bureaucracy I would have gotten. On my life I would have gotten. Maneuver I would have gotten. I would not have gotten. Broccoli I would have gotten because I've had to type that in bare times because I always get it wrong.
Right.
And the last one I'm going to say, I probably would have gotten wrong.
Okay, cool.
And the last word is connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Rem's writing them with confidence.
Yeah, he's done.
Do you know what's, peak? I'm writing them with confidence. I'm writing them quick time, fam, but they're all wrong. So it's not making any difference.
Well, you got them one, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Jimmy, let's go with you. Connoisseur.
I'm going to go with, I've written it down twice and I'm picking which one I think looks better. C-O-N-O-S-S-U-E-R-E.
Incorrect. Rem.
C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-R.
That's fucking fantastic. Well played.
You got it.
You got it correct. Way.
What is it again?
C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-U-R. Well fucking played. You wrote that quick as well. Nah. Well fucking played.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Ellis, who you been chatting to?
Ellis, show me the board.
You've been calling yourself that to someone.
I'm cultural like that.
That's wrong, bro.
Yeah, I know. Rem, well played. Rem, you won.
Thank you.
Well played. So Rem 2, James 1, Ellis 0.
He's told 9 people he's a connoisseur.
he's
typed it on Discord bare times, bro.
Well played, Rem. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Do you know how much I was well played?
Yeah.
Because I still, till now, you've said it 3 times. Yeah. I couldn't repeat it. I still don't know what it is.
Fair. So that will be total scores. Is that 3-3?
In total?
Yeah, in total. I think it's 3-3 now.
Oh, am I on 4?
4-3-0.
Oh, 4-3-0.
Oh, was it 4-2 last week?
Yeah, it was 4-2.
Okay, cool.
Say less. Yeah, that was top 5.
So we're going to do thingies next time, yeah?
We're going to do games next week.
Yeah,
nice.
All right, say less.
Yeah, man.
All right, Peng. Okay, cool. Well, before we continue, I think Fuad's got a thread for us.
I do. I've got a little thread, a light one.
A little light thing.
Something just to touch the surface.
This is my new jawn, by the way. This leg thing.
It's good, fam. The abductors and the adductors. Yeah.
The stretch is magic.
The hips, yeah, you do need to stretch out your hips, man. It's good. All right, quick thread. Things that your ex said that flabbergasted you.
Oh, God. I've got a few of these.
I'll swear.
Oh, no, from my life.
Oh, okay. I love you. But I love other people too. I can't help it. This is just text after text after text after text. Just stop. You talk too much. You always complain that you have zero energy, yet you talk forever and ever. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't compliment you because I would be dishonest. I can remarry, but no one will want you because you have a child.
Okay.
Right, let's move on swift.
What the hell?
I can be very affectionate towards someone if I really like them. So I'm sorry if I didn't feel like that with you. But again, that ain't my fault.
It's your fault. That if I don't like you fault. Like that, that's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Damn.
Mine cheated on me and then recommended me a self-help book.
Wow.
If you didn't want to be upset, you shouldn't have looked at your phone. You did that to yourself.
Fact. Jesus, bro.
Yeah, bro. These men are just gunning. When you dress like that, it's like you're disrespecting me. That was the last one.
Wow.
It's like you're disrespecting me.
Yeah.
That was a quick fire.
Yeah, people treat relationships like property.
They do.
They think they can say what they want.
They do.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah, this.
Right, so it's a bag, bro. You get that crack here, and
fam.
Yeah, it's a bag.
I feel it crack my knee. Knees pops, and then my hip cracks here. It's so good. I'm old as tits, bro.
Yeah,
right. So we've got
update.
Not even an update. Or I can do the update now.
Oh, say less.
I was gonna do trash news. Right. This is see how last week with the what I say, bro.
What did I say, bro? Yeah.
This is that for me.
Okay.
What did I say? Yeah. Bro, trash news. Indonesian man had to undergo emergency surgery after breaking his penis performing the world's most dangerous sex position. I'm going to skip to the end. It's reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
What a say,
what
bro.
What a say, bro. Yeah.
Reverse cowgirl, bro.
It's the worst position known to man.
It's the worst position.
Yeah, it is, because it bends and breaks tools.
It's rated most dangerous, bro.
Bro.
These lot didn't want to hear it. When I said it on here before, lot didn't want to hear it. Mm. These guys, they're just not doing it right. Sharp, it's bending.
It's bending and it's breaking. It's bending and it's breaking.
Yeah. You man can't do what you think you can do.
Facts.
We just firm it.
Facts.
Because we love you.
Facts.
Don't reverse it. Don't flip it and reverse it. Look at me when you ride
Facts.
It.
Facts.
Look at me when you ride
you.
It.
I want to see you and squeeze you.
Definitely don't lay on your front. Definitely don't try that. Oh.
Oh my days. Yeah, reverse cowgirl. It's a deadly, deadly position.
It is deadly, deadly, deadly. Unless you're an apex predator, you can't do it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop pretending, bro, because he's just firming it.
It hurts, man. But I actually can't remember the last time I did it.
See, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times since we've had that conversation and it's patterned up.
Okay.
It patterned up.
Is it because your psyche is like, I can't let it, or?
I kind of had to just I just wasn't going to be used anymore.
Okay.
I wasn't going to be used anymore and I had to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't going to be treated like that.
Yeah.
So your boy had to get creative with
okay.
it. So the reverse is patterned, but your boy, instead of laying flat like this with it, using my legs as leverage, and then my tool is the blood forces it there, and the tool's straight up, it's not going in.
Jarring.
Your boy had to open his legs up a little bit.
Okay.
So you have to open your legs up, and then it gives you
the rotation that you need, so we can still pattern it. Yeah, yeah.
But I need to be able to follow suit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we can, if we're feeling crazy, I can hold you here and I can get you here. And then I can get here and if I need to, we can karma suture it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can sit up and I can jiu-jitsu hold you.
Roll.
Yeah, and I can do what I want to you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Say less.
So it's all about the knees.
Say less.
Yeah, yeah, it's all
Say
in the less. Knees, guys. It's all in the knees. So don't let her do what she wants.
Yeah.
It's all in the knees.
I've literally not done it.
If you're not long and strong, I don't know what to do. You might have to just firm it. And it's just bent up, bro.
Long.
But girls, shut up. You don't know what you're doing up there. And up it's not there. Fair to us. It is literally the most dangerous sex position. We've said it before and no one wants to hear it.
Facts.
So I'm gassed that came out.
Facts.
I'm sorry for homeboy,
but I'm gassed that came out.
Yeah.
It's peak.
Because I got abusive DMs after we said that,
abusive
DMs, obviously always from women. I didn't see a single guy confront me.
Say oh, you're a liar, bro.
Yeah, no, she's not doing it, bro. Yeah. My girl knows how to do it. No one said that.
Because they know the truth.
It was all girls they're not doing it right. I know how to do it. You don't know
I know my
shit.
Man.
Your man's in his bed crying.
Yeah, he's umming and ahhing because you're breaking his dick.
Umming and ahhing.
He's not moaning at
you.
He's not moaning for you. He's weeping inside.
He's weeping inside. But anyway, you've got a trash news as well, no?
Spiritual leader Dalai Lama apologized to a young boy and his family following a video showing the Tibetan spiritual guru kissing the boy and instructing him to suck his tongue. Only over the weekend did the video become widely shared online, sparking indignation as many users expressed shock at the inappropriate behavior, obviously. Others expressed worry that the esteemed guests in the video were clapping and laughing in the background without attempting to halt the situation. I'm obviously not going to show you. Well, I'm going to show you the video, but we're not going to show the video.
There's a video. No, 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 no.
Bro, that's...
Wow.
I don't even know what situation these men are in for this to be happening. And he's... the Dalai Lama has actually tweeted... A video clip has been circulating that shows a recent meeting when a young boy asked His Holiness the Dalai Lama if he could... Oh, he didn't tweet it, but it's on his account, so someone tweeted on his behalf.
Yeah, it's a fan. He's 900 years old. I wasn't thinking he was tweeting it.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama if he could give him a hug. His Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his friends across the world, for his hurtful words that could have caused. His Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent, playful way, even if cameras are there. He regrets the incident. What in what world is that innocent and playful?
Fam, he told a little you suck my tongue.
Bro, it's just the smile, the way he perked his lips, everything, bro. The whole thing is suspect.
Yeah, bro. If that was my I'm gassed that my ute gets to meet the Dalai Lama. And then and I'm just see.
He just grabs his chin
and says.
That? I don't know the sign about that. That's so invasive.
Grabs his chin. Suck my. And the boy's hesitant at first because the boy backs up.
Yeah.
And then like does the thing. And the thing is as well, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. That boy looks like 5 years old, 6 years old. When I'm six and some old ass man six something, I say, suck it? Mm. Probably suck it. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't know what you're doing.
I'm scared, and I'm on stage.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking for your parents.
Fam?
Is this okay?
Yeah, is this okay?
You're looking for your parents. Fam? You don't know.
The peakest thing is, if my man's comfy doing that on camera.
Mm. Oh, off cam, he's comfy.
What's he doing off cam?
Everything's getting sucked.
What's normal to him off cam if that was just shits and banter and on cam in front of all those people?
Bam, behind closed doors. What's that documentary you watched? The Mormon documentary.
Pray,
sweep, obey, whatever.
Pray and obey or whatever.
Yeah, that is that all over again, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Must have sucked my tongue.
That's crazy.
Wow.
There is one I
My watched. Girl couldn't say that and me not hesitate.
What, suck my tongue?
Yeah. Just in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean? Just chilling in the kitchen. The love of my life couldn't be like, suck my tongue.
Like, what?
Yeah, fam.
What are you on about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's too out of the ordinary.
Literally.
Too out of
some
the ordinary.
Some old ass man. Suck it. What?
Suck my tongue. Oh my
God. No. Stop. All right. Moving swiftly. So guys, right. Let me pull it up, bro. Same again. It's time for that MAFSA. Right. So developments. Where did I leave off? So last time we spoke. Okay, cool. So we spoke about Josh and Melissa. They're gone.
Yeah.
Because Melissa's a sex crazed maniac. We spoke about Harrison getting a girl's number and blaming it on Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about Shannon and Caitlin gone because Shannon said, you're just butters.
Mm-hmm.
So them and are gone. Right, so we've had a couple new people introduced. So we've had, what's the horrible bitch with the tigs, bro?
Taylor.
Mm. And her man is?
Hugo.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, she's a piece of work, bro.
Yeah.
So when she was interviewing the experts, they're saying, like, where have you gone in relationships? And she just said, I just break man down. Like, I'm just so abusive, they just lose themselves and they lose their power. Bro, she said it and she was like, it's just what I'm on and I just can't help it. I don't like being this way, but I just take everything from them.
Wow.
Fam, that's exactly what she did.
Wow.
Fam, she saw homeboy in day one and was just like, raw. Night one, on the honeymoon, the bed's massive.
Yeah.
Massive bed. He said, so what's the sleeping situation?
Yeah.
Do you want to do like a little pillow wall?
And she was like,
joking, you're on the sofa, big man. And he was like, fam, the sofa's like this big. So the sofa's smaller than the sofa we've got there. And he's like, nah. Like, I can't sleep like this. And she was like, you can though. And he said, bro, the bed's massive. Like, come on. And she was like, she was thinking, are you playing up to the cameras?
Mm.
Get your ass on the sofa. Like, I'm not playing this game. Fam, and then they had a little padded windowsill thing. You know, one of those windowsills that you can see it on.
She was like,
oh, that's big, I sleep on that. Man said, it's freezing. Taylor, please.
I'm not entertaining such conversation. I just met you this morning, first and foremost.
Literally, she said, sleep on that. So the next morning, fam, he said, I didn't get any sleep. I slept on a freezer windowsill.
No.
Fam, they went and played polo the next day. And she said, oh, this is for sleeping rights. Again, this is for the bed.
Yeah.
A man said, say less.
Yeah.
She beat him and she was like, cool, so I've got the bed. And he was like, yeah, you got the bed tonight. She was like, tonight? I've got the bed for the whole thing. He was like, what do you mean the whole thing? The whole experiment, this whole marriage thing, as long as it lasts, I've got the bed.
What are we talking
bro,
about?
Bro, as long as it lasts, I've got the bed, bro. And he's like, obviously I'm not agreeing to that. She was like, it's been agreed, my guy.
Yeah, we should cut it.
Stay on that windowsill.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't chat to me again.
Wow.
Fam, mad. And then they went to the dinner. She loves to cook up drama, boy. They were on the way to the dinner and she was like, it could get heated. And he's like, why? because they've never even really met anyone else. She was like,
oh, yeah,
she was like,
new couple, isn't
it? They're brand new. So this is the first time they're going to meet. Could get heated. And he's like, what do you mean, bro? Like, why would it get heated? Like, what's going on? Like, what are you trying to do? And she was like, I don't know, bro. And she was like, I don't know. Like, you just chat a lot, innit?
She said to him.
To Rupert, she said, you just chat too much. And to sometimes Hugo. When you chat
Hugo.
Too much, Hugo, not to Rupert.
Rupert's,
Rupert. Rupert's the other thing. Okay. Yeah. Hugo, sorry. Yeah. To Hugo, you just chat too much. Mm. And obviously, she said in her vows, the one thing I can't handle is not being backed up by my partner in public. If I'm in smoke, I don't care who's right or wrong, back me. So she's saying, you chat too much. And sometimes when people chat too much, people need to step in. So if anyone steps in, I'm rocking up. And he's like, nah, bro, it's a dinner party. Chill. Soon as we got there, this is when it moves in now. Soon as we get there now, all hell's breaking loose. Because now Claire has finally told Jesse that she lips Adam.
Oh, okay.
Claire's finally told Jesse.
Yeah, like
lips
after 10
Adam.
Episodes or
whatever. Fam, yeah, bro, this was episode like 15 or 16. And she's finally told Jesse, look, I lips Adam. Jesse broke down.
I bet.
Because obviously, like in I said, weeks. They gaslit him the whole time for 2 weeks, bro. They gaslit him. Poor Jesse, bro. And then it's so jarring because I don't know if he's staying or leaving yet. The next episode is the commitment ceremony and I needed to sleep last night. But bearing in mind, I couldn't sleep last night anyway, so I should have just watched it. But anyway, Claire, Jesse, she's told him, he confronts Adam. Adam was defensive at first. I told you, he come out and say what you want to say.
Jesse's like, you know what I want to say.
And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. If you want to say something to me,
say everything.
Say everything. Yeah, and I'll say if it's what's true and false. So all that's come up and down. He tells Janelle, who's his wife, look, our lips. But the way he told her, he come back in the room and Janelle's like, what's all this drama? Because Jesse had him up in the corridor. So he comes back in the room and then Janelle's like, what's going on? Like, what's all this beef? And he's like, bro, they found out our lips Claire, innit? She's like, what?
Yeah.
And then the cameraman burst in. And he's like, fuck. So he sits down like, look, right, cool. You know that time when he's like, but you remember we were in a bad place, right? She was like, what? He's like, yeah, we were in a bad place. Anyway, obviously she asked me if I wanted to vape, ended up lips in. Minor, it wasn't really a thing. And she was like, cool, get your stuff and move out. She cried for about an episode and then she said, get your stuff, move the fuck out. He said, say less. But he moved out. She went in on smoke on the dinner party. She's dressed all in black, blood red lipstick, chopsticks in her hair, ready. She's Asian, by the way.
She came.
She came for smoke, and she was like, "I feel like a bad bitch tonight."
I could imagine it.
Fam, I feel like a bad bitch tonight. She wasn't. She did a glass clinking thing. As soon as they all sat down, she was like, "I just need everyone's attention."
Damn.
I need everyone's attention. Sit down, Adam. Explain yourself. Adam and Claire, explain yourselves to everyone now. Fam. And the worst thing is, I feel for Jesse, because Jesse is not on smoke. He got his heart broken and he just wants the world to eat him up. So he's sitting
alone.
There like, why are you doing all this?
God, why me?
Facts, bro.
God, why me?
Throwback. You're getting really good at these callbacks.
God, why me?
God, why me? He's thinking, just swallow me whole, bro. Pause. And don't want to be here. Like, you're drawing attention to my name and I don't need it. So anyway, she's like, Adam, Claire, explain yourself right now. So Adam's like, look, Jesse, he focused purely on Jesse. He didn't chat to his wife. He said, Jesse, to be fair, we gaslit you. We lied to your face for weeks. I'm sorry, bro.
That was fucked.
I'm sorry, the lips was nothing, but fuck me, we gaslit you. Jesus, fuck. You went through it. You were bringing gifts to my yard.
And I'm sorry.
You were bringing gifts to my yard and I was texting your bitch saying, keep your mouth shut. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is.
He is proud of it.
And then he's proud of
he's
it, bro.
Very proud of
and
it.
And then and everyone's like, so why go for your wife, bro? Janelle's over there, why go on? He said, listen, me and her, we weren't really on nothing back then. He said, look, there was stuff that was happening between us. Words were said on the honeymoon. We really weren't in a bad place. The last 2 weeks since the lips, we've been in a relationship. And I would never cheat on her now. Back then, I can't even call it cheating, bro. Because I didn't even like the bitch.
Oh my God.
Fam,
days.
She leaned forward and said, you banged me that night. Fam, she jumped and said, you banged me that night. You liar.
That's that guilt fuck.
Bro, she said, you lips Claire and you came home and banged me. And then everyone was like, is that true?
Oh,
and he said,
God.
No, in fact, he was stuttering.
Stuttering.
Stuttering. He said, obviously, it's
was
not.
He stood up.
Found that he was sat down. Okay. It was just like, and then who's the American thing again, the Mormon thing?
Alyssa.
Alyssa jumped in and said, it's yes or no, big man. Did you bang her or not?
Yeah.
And he was like, technically, yes, but she says, there's no buts. You banged her, you lips her and you banged her. And he was like, these men don't want to listen to me. He said, Jesse, come outside. They don't want to listen to me.
Jesse, you know, fam, don't bring my name into this.
Bro, he said, Jesse, come outside. I need to chat to you. They don't want to hear me.
Yeah.
She's spinning lies. Oh. You just admitted that you're not lying. Yeah, she's not lying, bro. Yeah. Crazy. So anyway, Claire wrote him a long letter. Claire was remorseful.
Okay.
She was crying and said, I'm so
sorry. To Jesse.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Ran in the toilet, vomiting, everything. I'm so sorry. How could I do this to you?
Oh, shit.
Jesse's like, it's calm. He spudded her. She did a long winded apology. And afterwards, all the girls hate her as well.
Facts. They
so after
to.
She's taken all the hate and apologizing, under the table, we gave her a quick spud. Mm. Was like, say less. I appreciate that. She wrote him a long letter, said, please, just don't leave. Harrison, I don't know what Harrison's on.
Yeah.
So Harrison was the previous cheat.
Yes.
Harrison was gaslighting Bronte.
Yes.
Bro, I don't know what he's on,
but
he's instigating stuff. So he's going over to Jesse like, bro, I know this is bad, but she's apologized. I just don't want you, man, to ruin this experiment. And Jesse's like, what do you care, bro?
Yeah.
Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he's like, calm. He says to Adam, bro, you're not even remorseful, bro. Mm. You're not even remorseful. Adam's like,
pardon?
Don't chat to me, bro. I'm trying to chat to Jesse.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, you're not even remorseful, bro. Like, you're just saying stuff.
Yeah.
And then Harrison's supposed to be Adam's boy.
Okay.
He's supposed to be Adam's boy. Mm. To be fair, Harrison's apology to Jesse was legit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bro, I'm not going to lie. Harrison was my boy. So it's just in my nature to believe him. Mm-hmm. Me and you weren't really boys and he's my boy. So if he said he didn't do it, then he didn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride for him. Yeah. Turns out he did do it.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
So he was like, Adam, fuck you, bro. Yeah, like, you're not even remorseful. Yeah, you need to tell your wife this. And then, what's her name? The girl who can't stand, Melinda, can't stand for nothing. Mm. Melinda jumped in and said, Harrison.
Yeah. Mm.
Harrison, who are you, bro?
Melinda's the one that said, fuck me.
No, that's Melissa.
No. Oh, okay.
Melinda is with Leighton. Melinda is the one we've barely spoken about because she's not cooking up too much.
Okay.
But Melinda basically can't sit through stuff.
Okay.
She can't just hear stuff.
Okay.
And she has to jump in. You can literally see her biting her fingers. Ooh. She has to jump in.
Okay.
And she basically said, Harrison, like, either you've just done a full 180 on your personality or you're cooking up something.
Mm-hmm.
Because just last week you were doing this. You weren't taking accountability for nothing.
Okay.
His answer was the cleanest, pangest answer any waste man can give anyone, where I was like, ooh.
Okay, set up the whole scenario. Say her bit and then say his bit straight away.
So she said, Harrison, from where I'm sitting, is either you're lying and manipulating again, or your personality has done a full 180, bro. Because just last week you were gaslighting Bronte, you weren't taking accountability, you were getting girls' numbers, you got a ting outside, and now all of a sudden you're trying to play matchmaker, talking about, please don't leave, I'm so sorry, you're not taking accountability, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. So Wagwan, and he said, to be fair, calm as a cucumber, brother. To be fair, I've been trying really hard this week and I'm very happy you noticed the change. Thank you. Fam, she sat back in her seat and was like, raw, there's nothing I can retort. There's no rebuttal. She wanted all the smoke.
Yeah.
He said, I'm glad you've noticed the change. Thank you very much.
I kept it
pushing. So tackled her.
Woo!
Kept it pushing, bro. I don't know how he kept a straight face after that, because I would have been like, tackle! Don't ever say to me again. I'm glad you noticed the change, bro.
I've done a full 180. Of course I have, bitch.
Yeah, I have. Thanks for noticing.
Wow,
I'm a changed man.
Okay, say less.
Shut your mouth.
Say less.
She said, rah, okay. Seckled me.
Yeah.
Deserved it.
Wow, okay.
That's when I learned to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, that's a good seckle.
So we had a little bit of drama between our beautiful couples, Alyssa and Duncan. So Duncan's Mr. Handsome.
Yes.
He's got a set of ears on him, but he's handsome as hell.
Okay.
Alyssa is his Mormon bride.
Yes.
Who's shy. Like, everything is just like, she's so shy.
Really?
And they've just been the perfect couple. They've been the best couple of the whole thing, bro.
Are they boring?
So boring.
But
you have to love their love.
Okay.
They love each
other. It's real.
It's fucking real, bro.
Okay, say less.
It's real, bro. And they were horny for ages before they banged.
Them ones.
He couldn't handle it anymore. And she couldn't handle it anymore. Yeah, they went to it. They went to it. Anyway.
Sexy.
It was. So they're perfect. Now this Adam stuff's come out. Alyssa doesn't play this cheating game, bro.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, you would have thought she was the one that got cheated on.
Yep.
She made it more about her than it was about Janelle.
Yep.
She came in there and said, I can't wait till Claire comes in here, fucking bitch. She best not try to chat to him. I'm just standing up when she gets in here.
I'm saying
Janelle's
stand
silent,
down.
Bro. Mm. Janelle the one who's been betrayed. Janelle's just silent, like, yeah. She was like, fuck Claire, bro. Fuck Claire, fuck Adam. Fuck all these men. Like, I'm done with this, bro. Jeez. Done with all of them. I'm not chatting to them. And Duncan's trying to say, look, not gonna lie to you, Adam's my boy. Mm. I hate what he did, but he's still my boy. Mm. I don't rate him for this behavior, but like, I'm not gonna tell you that I'm never gonna chat to him again.
Yeah,
and she was like, are you stupid, bruv? She literally was in his face. Are you stupid, bro? You're gonna chat to my man. You're condoning his behavior. He's like, no, I'm not. I just don't hate his entire life and write him out of my life because he cheated on his girl, bro. Yeah. Like 2 days into the experiment.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you're being ridiculous. Yeah. She was like, you're being crazy, bro. He needs to get burned at the stake.
Oh, she's 0 or 100. She's one or the
other.
She
doesn't play this game, bro. Okay. You'd think he was a murderer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he's like, I'm not on this stuff. You're on ultimate spoke. Yeah. It's not even anything to do with us.
Yeah.
Like, chill out.
Imagine if it was him.
Bro.
Imagine if it was him.
She would kill him.
Facts.
If it was Duncan, I promise you, she'll kill him, bro. Oh, wow. She'll skin him alive. So there's a little bit of beef between them.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what they're saying on the commitment ceremony because they've never had any friction at all. They've been perfect. Boring perfect every time.
Okay.
Something's happening between Cameron and Lyndall behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're a bit messy.
Yeah, so they keep coming.
So they're together.
Together. They've been another power couple. She's the one that's just coughing up stuff and might die, but she's got a miracle drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Her lungs are murked.
Yeah.
What's
the thing again?
Bronchitis. Cystic fibrosis. So they've been perfect all the way. They had a little bit of friction because, again, she can't keep her mouth shut. Mm. And he's like, stop bringing smoke to everyone. Mm. Mind your business sometimes. Mm. You don't have to get involved in everyone's beef all the time. Me and you are here. Mm. Every week, your beef, you're in this, you've got something to say, you've got this tea that you need to spill. Yeah. Every week is a new thing.
Yeah.
Lyndall, please.
Yeah.
It's them or me. He said, it's them or me, bro. Yeah. And she said, it's my girl, I'm not gonna say nothing. He's like, she already knows, bro. Leave it. So anyway, they had a bit of friction, but then they made up. But then this week, they come into the ceremony, they're just not chatting.
Mm.
Okay. And he's like, I'm in the doghouse, but no one knows why. So I'm intrigued to see how that develops.
Okay.
Now, Adam, Jesse had their chat, Claire's had their chat, everyone else, all good. There's something that's gonna cook up next week with Dan. I don't know what it is, but something Penny drops with Dan.
Dan. Okay, yeah.
And then the only new couple that we've got is Evelyn.
Who's Dan with?
Dan's with Sandy.
Sandy. Oh, okay, yeah.
I heard a rumor that it's something to do with a butt dial or something like that.
Mm.
And one of the new husbands is Ops and baited out Dan, saying that he was like showing off his exes or something.
Yeah. Rupert, new.
Nervous Rupert.
Nervous Rupert, apparently. Butt dialed his missus, Evelyn, and she overheard basically Dan just slew in Sandy.
Swear.
Also, Hugo slew in Taylor.
Oh, she but needs to get slewed.
She does.
She so needs to get slewed.
That's understandable. So when he got the grief for that, I was a bit like, well, that's just understandable. But yeah, Dan, Sandy, he was showing pictures of his ex saying this is his type. Sandy's not his type.
Oh, no.
Basically, yeah, she's just not it.
And he butt dialed Evelyn.
And Rupert is supposed to, apparently, butt dialed Evelyn.
First,
and yo,
this is 2023, my guy. There's no such thing as butt dialing.
We are not. Yeah, you know what? Impossible. Harrison was actually calling that out, and he was saying, you know what? I don't believe it. Said straight up.
There's no such thing as butt dialing.
I don't think. What I think happened was Rupert.
Rupert's a Christian brother, isn't it?
Yeah. I think maybe he might. He might have. that's random. I think Rupert might have butt dialed, and if he did, his wife Evelyn only heard a little bit.
Okay.
When he got back to Evelyn,
he spilled all the tea.
I reckon he was wasted, and she made him spill everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
what
I think happened. Okay, if there was a butt dial at all, but you say all the details that Evelyn's got from this apparent butt dial, it would be like my man basically phoned her.
And put the phone right in front of me.
He's ops. I don't know, man.
Yeah, okay, CLS. Anyway, so the new couple, I'm excited to hear about that.
Cool.
Because Dan's been in clear water. He had a little bit of shakiness with Harrison's false accusations.
He's been
juicy water since then.
Okay.
Cool. Next up is the new couple, Rupert and Evelyn.
Yep.
Evelyn?
Oh, she's a baddie, no? The Asian baddie, you said. Yeah.
She's more than bad, bro.
Let me pre-her.
She's
now.
More than bad.
Okay, what's her name? Just Evelyn.
Evelyn, bro. Just type in Evelyn.
Type in Mafsa Evelyn and you'll know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I typed in
Fuhat?
I typed in Evie, it was the first thing that came out. all my life.
She is
Evelyn Mafsa.
Fire.
She is banging, bro.
She's very good looking. Who's her man?
Rupert. Bro, okay. She rocked up to the altar. Mm. My man couldn't speak. Mm.
I'm not surprised.
He was shaking, bro. His face was bright red. He was shaking, sweating, shaking. Couldn't hold the rings, couldn't do nothing.
All the other men would have been pissed.
Oh, fam, when she came into the dinner party, Harrison tried not to laugh, bro. Mm. He walked in, seen her, and his face was like,
just my luck.
Fam? God, why me?
Yeah.
Why not me?
Yeah, why not me?
She's banging, bro. Something has to cook with her in this thing, bro, because she's too fire. And she wants to bang her man.
But
he's too scared, bro.
Yeah, he's shy.
Oh, wow.
So they went on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's chilly in here.
Come, you know.
Fam, on the wedding day, he's not speaking about nothing. And she's like, I'm trying to find out if he's on it or not.
Mm.
And she didn't even fancy him like that. But she's like, I'm in this experiment, bro. It's my husband.
Let me try something,
Let me try something. So she was like, do you want to lips me for the photo?
Okay.
And he was like, shit. She said, pick me up, hold me, carry me. He's like, fam, nervous. They get back to the hotel. She says, it's chilly, innit? Let's run a hot bath. Rose petals in there, bikini on, slides in the bath, says, get in.
And does he get in?
He gets in nervous and he's in there for 2 minutes. He's like, maybe we should get out.
Wasted opportunity.
Fam,
maybe we
he
should
massages
get out.
Her, she gets butt naked. Massage ting.
Yeah.
He gets the hot oil. Like squirts it on her back. She's like, rub me. He gets that little banana leaf and just starts smacking her back.
Oh, wait.
And he's like, he goes, oh, you don't want your ass rubbed, do you?
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And he's like, nah, you don't want your ass rubbed. And then just keeps smacking her with the
shit.
She
needs a man.
Fam?
She needs a man.
And she's saying, I'm giving him everything. Yeah. And she's like, I don't think he understands how much I'm giving him. Because once I turn it off, he'll know.
Yeah.
She's so fire.
Damn.
Fuhad, you're not listening to me. She's so fire.
I've read her Instagram. She's banging, bro. She's banging. But he's...
Hottest one out there.
I don't know how he's flopping that bag.
He's terrified. Yeah. But he's a Christian brother.
Oh, yeah, you said
Rupert,
no?
Yeah, Rupert. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's... Has he banged anyone before?
I'm not sure.
He said something in his vows. He made a little joke in his vows. My mum's happy that I made it this far without sex before marriage, or something like that.
Okay.
He made a little joke, but to be fair, his vows were janky, bro.
Yeah.
He was trying to bust joke, and nothing was landed. Ooh. Nothing was landed. He kept saying, "Oh, that's a rubbish one," and then he'll move on to the next joke. But that was dead. It was the worst experience,
on live
bro.
TV.
Yeah. It was she's
rough.
So
if he is a virgin, then obviously explains a lot.
Oh, explains everything, bro. Mm. And if he is, he can't handle that kind of
woman. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
I need a level playing field.
Yeah.
I need a level playing field.
Bro.
Yeah,
She's 10 steps ahead.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she, yeah. He can't handle that.
Damn.
Yeah, she's fire, man. Mm. Jesus. But yeah, I swear, she's definitely going to cause a ruckus or something. Harrison's going to try and move to her or something, bro. Yeah.
I can see one of them moving to her. Like when they have a rocky situation with their thing, try and console her. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they're waiting for her and Rupert to mess up.
I can see that.
And she can't go to dinner tables and say, he's not banging me the way I want to be banged. Harrison can't hear stuff like
that. Yeah.
He can't, I promise you, bro. Harrison, the certain man in that group, they can't hear stuff like that.
They'll find any excuse.
Lucky Shannon's not here, because he would have been like, this is the thing you should have matched me with. I would never chat to my ex.
Yeah,
this is the bitch you should have matched me with, bro.
Yeah. That's jokes.
Jesus, bro. She's stunning.
That's jokes.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
That's Mafsa at the minute. I'm excited for the next. There's a couple new beefs that are cooking up.
Mm.
Couple new beefs that are going to be cooking up. So I'm ready. And thank you to everyone who sent me a link for stuff without ads. They were sending sending me these dodgy Australian links. I haven't clicked a single one, but I appreciate the effort and I'll do my own due diligence.
Yeah.
But dodgy links in my DMs saying no ads.
Oh, say less.
So
say less,
I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Gang.
Cool, man. Right, we've got a dilemma to finish this off today.
Yuzuru. Am I the this one's gonna piss you off. Am I the arsehole for eating the toppings off my boyfriend's pizza? Earlier today.
I don't need to hear the rest of this. Yeah, go.
Earlier tonight, I ordered Hawaiian pizza with my boyfriend. We've only been dating for a month, so it's the first time I ate pizza with him. We only finished about half and then went to watch TV. I was still hungry, so I ate all the toppings off the pizza. When he saw it, he absolutely flipped out. He said that he was saving it for lunch tomorrow.
Facts.
He had never met anyone who would do anything like this, and he was genuinely upset. I thought he was joking and I laughed it off, but it's been a couple hours and he's still upset. He's talking about how he was looking forward to having it his leftovers for lunch, and now I have ruined his lunch. I've offered to buy him a new pizza, but he kept saying it wasn't about that, and it's just ruined my day. Is he overreacting or am I the arsehole?
Fam, straight off the jump, you're not only the arsehole, you're crazy.
You're the biggest arsehole.
Don't
top it off the pizza, so it's just margaritas.
It's just margaritas with dents.
Oh,
soggy pineapple dents.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you're criminal.
So she's individually yammed pineapple and yammed some ham.
Ham, yeah, just pineapple ham. Just leaving up dents in my margarita now.
Yeah, are you a gerbil or a human being?
That's madness. Yeah, Didn't even ask permission, just started.
It's been a month. He's seen flags already.
Yeah, that's a
He's seen flags already.
He said, I've never met anyone that would do this.
Yeah, facts. I've never heard of such behavior. I've actually never heard of such behavior.
She said, I'll buy you a new one. It's not about that.
She was doing, you must be joking. Hours late, still fuming.
Chicks will try and play that cute shit.
They'll try and play
that cute shit like, it's all jokes.
It has to be a joke. It's me we're talking about.
It has to be a joke.
I'm too cute for him to be
angry. Fam, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
Guard yourself.
Fam?
Guard yourself, because I'm
put
moving.
Put your hands up, bro. That's disgraceful.
That is disgraceful behavior. I have never heard anything like it, and I pray it doesn't happen to anyone I know. Because,
yeah, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
That's just nanking the whole toppings.
That's a cause for a fight. She knew what she was doing. She instigated that.
Literally, bro.
She instigated that. That's a cause
that's
for a fight.
That's crazy, chat. Because you can't eat that anymore.
You can't, bro.
I would rather order a fresh margarita than eat that.
Rags. Right, because I've still got pineapple and ham residue all over the place.
Bro.
So I'm gaslighting myself.
There's just orangey little bits of juice on it. And it's just like, what even is that?
Facts,
I need
bro.
To taste the whole pineapple. Facts. Also, who orders Hawaiian, bro?
I haven't had an Hawaiian since I was probably a kid.
I've had it once.
What?
Literally, who orders Hawaiian?
Why did you stop?
Do you order Hawaiian?
No.
He does.
Oh my God, you do. Wait,
is that your favorite pizza?
No, it's fine. No, it's not my favorite.
I thought he was agreeing with me. Yeah, he thought he was agreeing, bro. I saw the miscommunication.
Nah.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, wait.
I saw him nod. He was nodding for obviously not. And then as soon as he heard Rem, as soon as Ellis heard Rem say obviously not, he looked down at his notepad. I saw the whole thing.
That's
Ellis
funny.
Is sick of being the black sheep in the room, bro. That's why he said nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
That's hilarious. What's your go-to pizza? Bar Hawaiian.
I like the Texas barbecue from
that's
Domino's.
Now we're talking. That's Domino's,
too,
isn't it?
It's a bit too strong for me,
that's
that
Domino's.
One.
Yeah. I get the same, but I take it without the bacon. I fucking hate bacon.
Fam, I was about to say the bacon's too much.
I fucking hate bacon on pizza. I swapped that bitch out for pepperoni.
It's got to be barbecue base, though.
Facts!
Yeah.
You get the same thingy.
Yeah, I get a little hot and spicy thing.
Is that what's that chicken and
it's
peppers or? What's that?
Nah, it's what is it? Sometimes it depends if we're doing Domino's or not.
Pizza.
I think it's chicken, red and green peppers and jalapenos.
Sounds
bangs.
Buff. Yeah, sounds buff.
It bangs with that dip. Domino's pizza don't need to step the dip game up, bro.
That garlic and whatever, garlic herb dip on Domino's.
On Domino's, bro. It's not to be messed with. These times they're offering you that fat pot. That
the big
pot.
You want that fat pot. You can douse yourself.
Yeah. You can drink that. You can drink that. These times often people are begging for a dip. And they give you some dirty garlic thing, man. It's butters, man.
In the same like ketchup thingy.
Yeah, the little peel thing. Who's that feeding? That's not getting me through one crust.
Yeah, it's dead. It's dead. Rem, what's your go-to pizza?
Definitely like a barbecue chicken. Actually double up on that with the barbecue base as well.
Facts.
Agreed with the no bacon.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bacon's ruining pizza for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
That's
me. But yeah, definitely it's meat feast-esque kind of.
Barbecue base. Yeah, man. Yeah. Barbecue base?
Not always, on the hot spicy, man.
Because sometimes it's just a bit much.
Fam, sometimes it's too sweet and too smoky. This is a pizza we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's delicate, you know what I mean? Sometimes a barbecue is just too strong, bro.
I love barbecue base, bro. To be fair, I tend to only get the same thing. If I'm getting, for example, like you said, the hot and spicy, I've never had hot and spicy with barbecue base.
I wouldn't dare.
So I'd probably get it as a regular, whatever.
Sometimes sometimes you have to trust the recipe.
The recipe.
Because it's for a reason.
It's original barbecue base, isn't it?
What is, sorry?
Meat Feast is barbecue based originally, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah,
that's why I'm used to that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta trust it.
Yeah, so you gotta trust the ingredients.
Yeah, sometimes people go into restaurants and they're like, can I have this, but get rid of this, can I have this instead? And I'm like, don't insult the chef.
Facts.
Taste it how it's supposed to be tasted sometimes, bro.
And then judge from there.
Then next time we can re it up because he doesn't know what he's doing. But anyway, right. We're gonna lock it there, guys. Don't be taking toppings off people's pizza.
Facts.
That's cause for concern.
Facts. Facts. That is the moral of the
even
story.
Even if it is Hawaiian.
Even if it is Hawaiian, still. Ellis, pattern up, bro. You say some stuff on this podcast, bro. I'm so happy we have you, but Jesus.
I'm actually happy we've got the mics now.
Yeah. So much. But anyway, guys, thank you. Catch us on Thursday, patreon.com/shitsandgigs. And as always, love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.